Watcher, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Are you having trouble staying awake? Got the answer for you. Recorded in July 55 in New York City, that was Hand Clapping, written by the leader of the sextet, Wilbert Red Prysock. The rocking tenor man joined Tiny Grimes's band on leaving the army in 47. He then left Grimes when Tiny insisted all the band, then called the Rocking Highlanders, had to wear kilts on stage after their big hit record, Loch Lomond. He then joined another Tiny, Tiny Bradshaw, and was soon making his own records on the appropriately titled Red Robin label. Hand Clapping was a jukebox fave for years. The wow to start the show. Blue Mitchell trumpet, Zach Wright baritone, Joe Oliver Blair piano, Raymond Kitts guitar, Herb Gordy bass, Pernell Rice drums. This next song was a massive hit for Louis Armstrong, but without the somewhat schmaltzy lyrics, it's still a fine, fine song. Thank you. Armstrong mentored and encouraged the young Joe Wilder, so this is Joe's tribute back to the great Satchmo, forever my pa's personal fave in jazz. Joe Wilder's father was a bassist and bandleader, Joe's brother another bassist, and the young Joe's classmates in Philadelphia included Buddy DeFranco and Red Rodney. The classically trained Wilder realized racial prejudice at the time would prevent him having a career in classical music, so he concentrated on jazz. He had less than 2 years with Basie, 53-54, but thereafter, always a Basieite, of course. He spent many years on Broadway and doing TV work, so his name didn't become huge, other than with fellow musos. On What a Wonderful World, it's just Joe on flugelhorn and Remo Palmiere on guitar. Recorded August 91. Amazingly, his first album as a leader in over 30 years, although he co-led one with Joe Newman during that time. We said farewell to Toots Thielemans a couple of weeks back, but here he is again. would have made a great theme song for a Western, The Green Leaves of Summer. That was Jean-Baptiste Frederick Isidore Thielmans. Luckily, just toots to us. This eponymous LP was recorded in Stockholm in 61. Bit slushy at times, but that was the wonderful alto of Arne Domnerus. Toots harmonica, Nud Jorgensen organ and piano, the Ellingtonian Jimmy Woody bass. You remember, he left the US after his Ellington stint and based himself in Stockholm. And finally, Conny Svensson on drums, plus, of course, a lot of stringed instruments. Now it's tenor man Don Wilkerson, drawing a tip. Thank you. Jackson's tenor man Don Wilkerson had been in the Ray Charles Band of 54, the one that recorded such gems as Hallelujah, I Love Her So, and I Got a Woman. Then he played with Cannonball Adderley. He made just four LPs as a leader for Blue Note, or any record label, I should say. Wilkerson lists his influences as Sonny Rollins, Illinois Jacquette, Arnett Cobb, Paul Gonsalves, Sonny Stitt, Ike Quebec, and Gene Ammons. So, no surprises there. That song was a Wilkerson original, Drawing a Tip. Grant Green is on guitar. In fact, he's on three of Wilkerson's four Blue Note albums. Johnny Acia, piano, Lloyd Trotman, bass, Willie Bobo, drums. Rudy Van Gelder recorded the album in May 62. You'll know this next song from the first four notes. Yes, the Pink Panther theme, written by Henry Mancini, and it's always uplifting. It's a combo of that great song, plus the thought of that Peter Sellers film, although pianist and leader Bobby Enriquez wanders off-piste for most of the number. Robert Del Prado Yulo Enriquez was born in the Philippines but later settled in Hawaii. He earned the nickname Wild Man because of his all-out playing style. This April 1990 Chicago recorded album is called The Wild Man Returns, although it actually never been away. Two of the best, two of the very best, make up the rest of this piano-based drums lineup. Ray Brown, bass, Al Foster, drums. I'm only going to play you half of this next song, not out of meanness, but it is a long, long track. I agree with you. Shame to fade that out, but we must, as we have lots to play this week. Angelica, the title song of a September 2008 New York recorded album. Duke Ellington wrote that song for his fabulous Impulse LP with John Coltrane, and I've never quite understood why that song hasn't become a jazz standard. On this occasion, it's recorded by the then 19-year-old Italian Francesco Cafisso, Sicilian he'd probably prefer to be called. Only 19, but already a veteran. At 13, he'd toured Europe with Wynton Marsalis. Aaron Parks, piano, Ben Street, bass, Adam Cruz, drums. Next, the MJQ, with bassist Percy Heath to the fore. Modern Jazz Quartet, live in Stockholm, April 1960. The whole point of the MJQ was to suppress individuality in favour of the group. The quartet itself was the instrument, but there on La Ronde, it's very much a Percy Heath feature. The MJQ were already in their second decade for this concert. The MJQ never did gigs. The names are, of course, as always, John Lewis piano, and he wrote La Ronde, Milt Jackson vibes, the wonderful Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay drums. Next, vocal and big band time together. song Oh, Lady Be Good, written by the Gershwin Brothers in 24 for the Broadway show Lady Be Good, and later that was made into a film in 1941. It's become a standard and closes this 1996 After Nine CD called To Ella With Love, and it's no mean feat to do an album of songs that have already been sung perfectly by the First Lady of Jazz, Miss Ella Fitzgerald. So full marks to Anne Hampton Calloway. She's now one of the most popular of the female jazz singers, but she's equally well known as a songwriter. She's written loads for Barbara Streisand, and she's also an actress. She won a Tony Award on Broadway for her role in her own musical, Swing. Back to Oh Lady Be Good. That was obviously a big band. Bill Easley on clarinet did that Dixieland-style opening. Some of the songs on this album are with a quartet of Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Cyrus Chestnut piano, Christian McBride bass, and Lewis Nash drums. Plus, 19 other first-class musos join in for the big band numbers. Unusually for us, this next song has some electronic stuff on it, but it works well here. John Lennon's brilliant song Imagine, recorded at Studio 39 in Copenhagen in the autumn of 86. Palle Mikkelborg on trumpet, Kenneth Knudsen keyboards. This is Copenhagen, so who else could the bassist possibly be other than NHOP, Niels Henning, Orsted Pedersen? After that wonderful piece, I'll have to try and overcome my resistance to electronics. This next Savoy LP is called No Count. Thank you. No count obviously refers to the lack of the piano player, One Count Basie. This band is largely a Basieite. The Savoy LP cover lists all the musos as equals, but it is in fact the Frank Foster Septet, and Frank wrote that song, Apron Strings, recorded March 56. Yes, the recording engineer was Rudy Van Gelder. Foster tenor, Frank Wes also tenor, flute sometimes, Benny Powell and Henry Coker trombones, Eddie Jones bass, they were all Basieites. As far as I can think at this very moment, guitarist Kenny Burrell and drummer Kenny Clark never played with the Count. And next, Jacques Lussier with something from one of his film scores. From the soundtrack of a little-known 1967 French film, You Only Love Once, and the title was changed to Gentle Love when released in the UK for some reason. All the music written and arranged by Jacques Lussier. This was after he'd recorded those brilliant Play Bach LPs. This song was Promenade du Luxembourg. How often does Luxembourg get a mention on a jazz show? Next, Sathamer B. Benjamin.
Sweetest melody, I know I lost heaven, 'cause you were the song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Is it too late? to make amends. You know that you and I were meant to be more than friends, just friends. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday.
Song Go Out of My Heart, sung by Beatrice, as in Sathama B. Benjamin, in December 89, with inevitably Rudy Van Gelder at the controls, Kenny Barron piano, Buster Williams bass, Billy Higgins drums. Sathama B. was born in Joburg, but spent 45 years in New York, married for most of that time to Abdullah Ibrahim. She died in 2013. And yes, she was in the Ellington family. And we're going to close with the Duke. Ellington's serious fans will turn up their noses now, because they always called this the dreaded medley, as Duke would often, very often, close a live show with it. Most of the audience, of course, expected to hear his hits, and it could be absolutely superb. Standards played to perfection. This is from Volume 21 of the double CD set of Treasury Shows. We're now up to July 46 in the Duke's weekly radio broadcasts. The MC will give us all the titles. It's a long track, inevitably, but fabulous.
It's composed of Sentimental Mood, Mood Indigo, Sophisticated Lady, Caravan, Solitude, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, and Don't Get Around Much Anymore. But as we said, it's a very special medley, so here's the Duke to tell you about it.
I'd like very much to dedicate the following medley to a man who held the now empty chair in our brass section for these past 20 years. Joe, known as Tricky Sam Nanton, our original trombonist, who contributed so much to the identifying characteristics and style of this band, died last Saturday in San Francisco. I hope you will like these numbers, which were among his favorites.
Huge thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed this slalom along the shelves of my record collection, and equally hope you'll be able to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.